Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 30th. Mercury, your ruler, moves into Libra, and that's a good thing for you. It means the next few weeks can be not only creative and bring lots of good and exciting ideas into your life, but it can also mean meeting people who are perhaps younger than you, or you regain your own youth of spirit. Either way, whatever way you look at it, it really does give some verve and some drive and some lift and zip to your mind. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mars and Pluto connected, this can really be excellent if you're wanting to make changes at home or with a family connection. You see, Mars and Pluto means overcoming obstacles and problems. It aids recovery. So if there's been difficult moments, perhaps someone's health at home, or just with the home life in general, it really enables things to get back onto a more healthy footing. Here's your Monday stars. Moon in Aquarius is always good for you, and this is excellent for any form of travel, whether you're going all of a sudden or whether you plan for something more to come. Either way, anything with an international connection is good. Even if you don't go abroad or to other countries, it could mean travelling across the land where you live or where you were born. And here's your Tuesday stars. Put Venus and Pluto together, and this really brings love back into your life and your home. Home matters may have been all at sea in recent times. And when you put Venus and Pluto together, they aid recovery. They put love back into the heart of the home. And that's what you want. So if there's been distress or despair or even upset, these stars bring things back with warmth and happiness. Here's your Wednesday stars. Slow down today. Don't take things to heart. You may be more defensive than usual and perhaps a little bit more emotional. Perhaps someone has been overtly critical and you really don't deserve that. But these stars now mean someone feels hurt. Someone feels as though they're left on the shelf. Well, it won't be for long. It's just one of those days where a passing grey cloud will soon give way to sunshine. Here's your Thursday stars. With Venus conjunct Mars in your fourth house of home and family, there's passion. There's a lot of passion here. Now, that means to me that if it's not today, then very soon there's going to be a celebration of some kind that will be due to the birth of a baby that makes the whole family just full of joy. A wedding, a marriage. There is something landmark about to happen that puts the passion back into your home. Here's your Friday stars. Well, yesterday there was a full moon in Aries, and for you as a Gemini, that's good because it enables you to really get your head round the future and to start to think about it. The next 2 weeks are particularly potent, especially when it comes to letting certain things go. I mean, there's no point in flogging a dead horse. If something hasn't worked out as of yet, then just let it go because there are new things on the horizon. And you need to be free to take them up.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.